This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical, patient name, Wesen, W-E-S-E-N, Carl, C-A-R-L, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Wesen, Carl, Robert, data dictation, 4-26-2023, date of birth for this patient is 3-30-1928. Date of birth, 3-30-1928. History of present illness. This is a elderly gentleman. He was admitted to John Hopkins Hospital, Bayview Medical Center. Patient was complaining of right chest wall pain, shortness of breath. Patient has a witness fall, suspected syncopal event, and hit his head per EMS note. On arrival to emergency room, patient blood pressure was 199 over 109. He was hypoxic, pulse ox 70% or whomever. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. Patient is a poor historian, and EKG shows left bundle morphology. They did CT head, X-ray of the hip and femurs, CTC spine. No fracture identified. Chest X-ray show pulmonary edema. Hello? Ji? Hello?
Hanji, Hanji, to anna gal kar rahi lakad?
Hanji, Hanji.
Did you send me anything?
No, gal, tisi pata nahi ki wo, da na, jo junk me, jo, patient was evaluated in the emergency room. He has uncontrolled hypertension, chest X-ray show bilateral pleural effusion. Ground glass attenuation, pulmonary edema. Patient was managed with BiPAP. Started to improve slowly. Ejection fraction show 50-55%. Patient was given nitroglycerin drip. Patient has a pacemaker that was interrogated. No regarded ventricular arrhythmia noted. They recommended replacement. Currently automatic reprogrammed. IV diuretics given, and he was weaned off BiPAP to nasal cannula. Patient was seen by previously Dr. Cohn, KUHN cardiology, and has been diagnosed with AFib, flutter, sick sinus, and previously tail table testing done, and pacemaker was placed in 2010. Patient also has bilateral leg edema. He was managed in the hospital for CHF exacerbation, syncope workup. Patient previously has been on warfarin, and he has a bleeding and hematoma, and he has been not anticoagulated since then. He was seen by his cardiologist for every 6 months as an outpatient. So they have not recommended outpatient anticoagulation because of fall and hematoma in the past.
What do you mean? I know for you. Okay. I thought you were
going
to go back to the restaurant. Your break is almost done.
My!
Continued an IV diuretic in the hospital and subsequently weaned off nasal cannula, but he was initially given IV Lasix, subsequently changed to PO Lasix, but he was requiring intermittent oxygen by nasal cannula. Hypertensive emergency resolved. CHF was managed. It was flash pulmonary edema.
And 121B.
After stabilization, PTOT done, and patient was sent to subacute rehab.
About loose tools. Doctor is asking about loose tools. Does she have any loose tools?
I think she said it stopped.
Okay. Yeah, but she is paying
attention. 21B, right?
21. Because of his sick sinus syndrome, he has a pacemaker and battery is being depleted. He will need new generator. He has a 3 month remaining. Patient is unwitnessed for syncope and ambulatory dysfunction. That's why he was sent to the rehab. Today when I saw the patient in the rehab unit, he's very confused. He's awake, he's answered to the question vaguely, but he denies any headache, dizziness, and he's on oxygen by nasal cannula, and he denies any chest pain or shortness of breath at present. Past medical history, patient has a complicated medical history. Recent hospitalized John Hopkins with hypertensive urgency. He was managed, he was noted to have acute hypoxic respiratory failure and required BiPAP and with recovery, many for syncope, workup, pacemaker, paroxysmal AFib, hypertension, sick sinus syndrome, and CHF. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. He was reported to have pre-diabetes. He has also bilateral pleurophilia that improved with the diuretics. Thrombocytopenia improved. Medication upon discharge, folic acid 1 mg daily, Lasix 40 mg daily, Losartan 100 mg, one tablet daily, ophthalmic eye drops, Liquid tears, two drops daily for 7 days, Senecard daily, simvastatin 40 mg daily, and spironolactone 25 mg daily, Corag 3.125 mg BID, latanoprost 0.005% eye drops daily, potassium chloride 20 MEQ daily. Patients on vitamin D supplement 2000 units daily. Review of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat. Patient is very poor historian. He's not answering any question properly. He's forgetful and disoriented. He's confused, lying on the bed, but he denies any chest pain, nausea, vomiting. Physical exam, patient is awake, forgetful, disoriented. His blood pressure is 135 over 64, pulse 66, temperature 98.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 94%. Had datamic normophilic, eyes anectaric, no ENA discharge, pupil reactive, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, decreased breath sound on the basis, no wheezing, heart test from S2, abdomen is soft, non-tender bathroom positive, extremities, no edema, neuro is awake, forgetful, and disoriented, he is oriented only to his name. Assessment, patient is admitted with deconditioning. Next line, fall with ambulatory dysfunction, number 3, syncope, number 4, CHF, number 5, status post-acute hypoxic respiratory failure, next line, bilateral pleural effusion, next line, history of sick sinus syndrome, required pacemaker placement, AFib and flutter, currently not in anticoagulation because of previous history of hematoma and bleeding, and he's been off the anticoagulation due to that reason. Plan of care will continue all his current medications.
Yeah. Or I have to call the pharmacy.
Follow up electrolytes, CBC, BMP, outpatient cardiology follow up.
Oh.
At Bridge Clinic. Care plan discussed with the nursing staff. Thank you. Mm-hmm.